was only 15. He was a soldier in the Confederate Army. He'd been taught that a battle's for the winning, and now he'd been left to destroy a bridge, and his precious supply of powder had been ruined.
A battle's for the winning. If I can't blow up that bridge, maybe I can see to it that they do.
From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles.
Federals had a big gun with them, and he had heard it. They wouldn't use the big one on one soldier. They'd surround him with small arms.
Unless they think this bridge is guarded by a whole squad of men.
He worked frantically.
If they get too close, they'll know. If I can keep them back of the rise, it just may work.
Hastily loaded his rifle and sidearm and placed them about a man's length apart on either side of the bank of the bridge. Then with frantic haste, he dug into the damp powder.
There's got to be enough here to burn. There. It's just a little, but it may be enough.
He made a small pile of powder every few feet with a tiny trail running between. If he could set them off just as the Yankees reached the rise, it would sound like small arms fire of 6 to 8 men.
I can hear them now. I can hear them. Dear Lord, please let it work.
He flung himself down by his rifle. He could hear his heart beating. He had to get them to fire the big one at the bridge.
Got to get them to destroy the bridge before they realize I'm the only one here.
He took off his cap and flipped a bit of dust from it and pushed his hand through his sun-bleached hair.
There they are. I saw a flash of blue in the sunlight. Well, here goes.
He pitched his voice up high into the eerie rebel yell and fired his rifle. He rolled under the bridge and lowered his voice.
Good shot, Jeff.
He pulled the trigger of his sidearm. The bullet ignited the powder spillings and the spark raced to the first pile of powder. He kept shouting, trying to change his voice. He kept shouting.
Hit him very hard, Jeff.
He shouted the names of a dozen men he knew.
Come on, Amos.
Dead men. They were good southern names.
Take cover, man. Return fire.
The little piles of powder did their work. He frantically reloaded his rifle and fired. Again and again. His throat was raw from the screaming.
I did it! They think there's a dozen Rebs on this side of the ridge.
His chest felt as if it would burst. His breath came in rasping gasps. He'd never been so tired in all his life. Noticed that the small arms firing had stopped. It was Sunday morning, quiet.
Corporal, send to the rear and bring up the bait gun.
The boy lay back in exhaustion. When they'd caught the bait, they would use the big gun. He threw his arm across his eyes, tried to think clearly and force his breathing back to normal.
The river's not too wide. I could probably swim it. I could get across and run. I could go home. I could see Ma and Pa and sit down to country ham and grits and... But then I wouldn't know for sure if they got the bridge. And the messenger needs the time.
He felt the cold sweat pop out in the palms of his hands.
That's always happened to me on the pages of my school books. The cold sweat always came when I had to stand up and recite or face Paul.
Hurry it up, man. I don't like this quiet. Them Rebs may be up to something.
He wanted to run. In all his short life, he'd never wanted anything so much. His mind raced. If he had ran, they'd blow up the bridge and he'd be clear and he'd get to see Alabama again. But if he ran and they figured out that nobody was there, he'd fail his mission.
You sure talked big. You sure walked proud down Main Street. You always wanted to sit around the fire and tell recruits what it's like to be in the line of fire. Then when you have your first real job, you want to cut and run.
And the other part of him rationalized.
I'm young. I want to live. No. No, the preacher and Pa said, the battle's for the winning.
The boy took off his cap and smoothed it with his hands. The sweat from his hands left a damp mark. He remembered how he used to stand before Pa when he'd been up to something. He remembered twisting his cap in his hands until it was damp with sweat.
I always had a feeling that Pa watched for the dampness on my hands. A sort of sign I'd been up to no good.
He had always hated to stand and face Pa when he hadn't carried out an order. Pa didn't say much. His eyes were light blue. He had just made the boy stand in front of him, and he'd look at him.
Pa'd start with my eyes and look me all over, and then he'd come back and look into my eyes.
The thought of it made the boy shift uncomfortably. He remembered how the red would creep up his neck to his face. He remembered the times he'd made up his mind that this time he'd stare Pa down. He had remembered the intent look in those blue eyes. And somehow, when Pa was looking at him that way, he'd remember everything he'd ever done wrong in his life.
I wish Pa was here. I wish I could ask him what to do.
The Federal troops dragged their cannon into position. They swung the muzzle directly toward the bridge. Felt his mouth go dry at the thought of dying. Felt his knees tremble.
The battle's for winning, son.
He could see his mother's face.
She'll cry the rest of her life if I don't come home. Nobody would ever know if you ran.
He sat down quickly and pulled off his boots. He'd have to swim across the creek.
I don't hear anything over there. Maybe they sneaked.
As the boy sat bolt upright in decision, leaving the boot where it fell, he flung himself to the top of the ridge and started firing.
I'll let him know there's somebody here, all right. What's the matter with me? I'm afraid to face Pa, and in a few minutes, I'm going to face God. I don't want to be ashamed. I'm not going to be ashamed. There's worse things than dying. Ma said that.
To live wrong is worse than dying.
The battle is for the winning, son.
He moved rapidly from place to place, firing sporadic shots.
Ready on that gun?
Ready, sir.
All right, aim right down the middle.
Take him time to get across the river with the bridge out. Time that messenger needs. Dear Lord, help him out. And Lord, bless Ma and Pa, and help him not to grieve over much.
Keep those ropes tight, Sanders. You want to take a week getting across this river?
Did you find anything, Sergeant?
I've searched every inch, sir. There's no sign of men. There's the body of a boy under the bridge.
A boy?
He must have been there when we hit it. but the rest must have got out of here in a hurry.
Well, no use following them. It's taken us 2 hours to get across this river. No chance of getting them now.
The officer half walked, half slid down the red clay embankment to the ruins of the bridge. His well-aimed cannonball had hit it squarely. His polished boot gently touched the body over on its side. The empty guns lay near it. He stood looking quietly at the boy's face.
Didn't have much of a uniform left, sir. Couldn't tell if he was here by accident or if the Rebs are robbing the cradle.
One thing's sure. He was the only one here. He made us think there were a dozen men. And he made us destroy the bridge so we couldn't catch that messenger.
Look here, sir. This cap is in good shape.
Yes.
Most rebel caps are all beat up. This will make a fine souvenir. Whoever wore it set a store by it.
Sergeant, you get a burial detail and bury that boy. And then you catch up with us.
But, sir, we don't usually bury Reb bodies.
Mark the place and make a cross.
Yes, sir.
Bury him on that rise over there.
Want me to put anything on the cross?
Yes. Yes, put on it, "Here lies a soldier who won his battle."
There is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few, for the battle is the Lord's. Today's story, The Bridge, was written for Miracles by Doris Harris. In our cast, you heard Nikki Chavers as Jed, with DeWitt Jones as the narrator. Others were Elizabeth Edwards, Ed Panosian, and Charles Smith. Jim Martin played the organ. Musical effects were taken from the original soundtrack of the full-length Christian film produced by Bob Jones University, Red Runs the River. Technical operations for Miracles are by Dave Harrell. Corbin Tabler is production director. This is Dave Yerrick inviting you to join us again next week at the same time. Miracles is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.